Casey, welcome back to LA. Talking to Don Mattingly earlier, and he just praised you and excited to see you back here. What's it like to be welcomed back in the stadium?
It's good to be back. I had a lot of great memories here, a lot of great teammates, and a great time here. And they helped me become an all-star here with the Dodgers. Thank you for the opportunity they gave me last year.
You've had a good transition so far, a really nice season thus far with your new team. How's that transition been?
It's been great. Got great coaches and great teammates like I had over here. So, you know, this transition has been pretty easy, and they made me, you know, feel part of the team.
How much do you feel like you were able to develop your game? I mean, you've had so much success in Miami this year, but this is obviously where the building blocks were formed.
You know, like I said, they gave me that opportunity, especially on a team where you got to win right now. So I had to develop a toughness, you know, to go out there every day and play as hard as possible. So I appreciate that.
Have you thought about what kind of reaction you might get from the fans?
You know what, man? I'm just going to go out there and have fun and continue to play hard. And whatever happens, happens. You know, if they give me a good ovation, I very, very well would appreciate that.
You're a Florida boy. Was it a tough adjustment getting, after spending all the years with the organization, trying with the new organization?
No, it wasn't. Like I said, these guys and the coaching staff welcomed me in with open arms really fast. So they made that transition easy for me.
How much is there? Is there any, you know, I want to prove them wrong, that type of?
No, sir, not at all. Like I said, I'm very thankful for the opportunity they gave me, and I'm just going to continue to go out here and play hard for the Marlins and, you know, show my game and just do my thing like I've been trying to do on a daily basis.
What were some of the most important lessons you learned about playing this game here in L.A. that you brought to Miami with you?
One thing is don't panic. 2012, I was playing terrible and I panicked real quick. You know, we had a new ownership, new direction going, and, you know, I was just trying to go out there and get 10 hits and one at bat. So, you know, now, you know, I know it a little better that I don't need to panic and just continue to have good at bats.
When you saw Adrian and some of the other teammates, was it just like a little home week for a little bit?
Yeah, man, I was first person I saw was Kershaw out here about 2 o'clock running. And, you know, it made me feel good to see him, you know, see Gonzo, see Davey, you know, Wally, Donnie, everybody, Lowe. It was good. You know, I had a great time here with these guys.
Looks like Valentin beat you up pretty good.
Yeah, he owed me that. I beat him up. I hit him in the head with a sock when I was little one, so.
You talked about trying to develop your game here while the team is trying to, is winning. You know, it's a win first kind of an organization. What was that like, you know, being a rookie, learning the ropes while knowing that, you know, you have to achieve right away?
It was tough. That was something I didn't know how to, you know, do early on. And it was a blessing that I was able to go back to AAA and learn my game a little more in 13. So, you know, that was a big help for me. So, like I said, I was grateful for every opportunity they gave me. And, you know, they helped me become a better player.